Today we celebrate the feast of a very wonderful saint, Saint Hyacinth of Krakow. Saint Hyacinth was born in Krakow of a noble family and eventually became a priest and a canon of the cathedral. In the meantime, he and his bishop went to Rome to visit the Pope. And it was at this time that St. Hyacinth met St. Dominic. And he and St. Dominic immediately became friends. And St. Dominic introduced him into the Dominican order, which was just beginning. And he sent him back to Poland, so he became the first Polish Dominican. And he opened a house, a convent of the Dominicans in Krakow. In the meantime, he went about converting and baptizing. One of the pictures that I read was that he had baptized 125,000 persons. Of course, we wonder about that today because today nobody cares, because this whole world is now under the power of Satan. This is the last times about which we read and about which we dread in many ways. And so people are not interested in that. They're interested in evil things, which we will not go into, not in holy things. But imagine if you had lived in the darkness of sin and the threat of eternal damnation, and then all of a sudden somebody tells you and gives you the answer to your prayers and the answer to your problems. And of course, you would want to be part of that. And so that is how they were. And they came into the church by droves. At the end of his life, the Tartars were invading Poland, including Krakow, and the Dominicans, he was the superior of the house, and the Dominicans fled at his command. And then he was the last one out. And he came out down the stairs with one hand he had the Blessed Sacrament, and then he was passing by and a very beautiful, very heavy statue of Our Lady made of alabaster said, "My son, are you going to leave me here to my enemies?" And he went over without even thinking about it. And when you have the things of God in your mind, you don't think about the problems. You don't think about how difficult it is. You just do it. And so he took the statue in the other arm, which weighed about 1,000, maybe more pounds, and he walked out, and then he walked over the river on top of the water over to the shore and brought both the Blessed Sacrament and the statue of Our Lady to safety. So St. Hyacinth is a saint who can accomplish great miracles. And we pray to him today for ourselves, for this parish, and for all those who do not really love their holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.